remember all the people that are always saying that how ludicrous it is. Pay no attention to all these people that say that Jews control everything. How stupid does that sound? Remember these people too, because they're all over the place. The latest one is this Simon Dixon. Oh, these people say that Jews control, no. There's not going to be a war in Iran, he says. And the Gulf Cooperation States are buying their way into the proof of weapons, you know. What a joke. Never forget. All those who told you all along, Jews don't control anything. But I'll say this. All they control is the immorality and willingness to inflict violence on innocent people and lie. That's what they control. They don't control anything. They're not a productive people. They don't even, insofar as they are supposedly one of the most productive in military armaments, they don't even design them. They just steal the designs from Northrop Grumman, Lockheed Martin, Boeing, Raytheon. They just steal them. And then they produce them and then they sell certain secrets to China and Russia. They're new partners. This is a sabotage. The Jew is how you have to think of it. All the Jew cares about is money first. Human life doesn't matter. It's money. It's been like that for thousands of years. So when Jews say, "Oh, that's an anti-Semitic trope," how dare somebody says that Jews and money are a thing? You know, they have scumbags like Jeffrey Sachs out there telling us shit we already know. Absolutely nothing. There's nothing there. You'll get good reports from Alistair Crook. He's one guy I've never had a disagreement with on anything. Never. He gets it right pretty much all the time. No bullshit there. No lies. No holding back. So Alistair Crook, he's a good one. Not many of them out there. John Mearsheimer is okay. I had to temper some of his false statements about how nation states act in the best interest of their respective nation states or their people. They most certainly do not. Nation states don't exist. Just Jew money exists. Just Jew violence exists. That's it. Jew violence and Jew money to make the violence happen, and violence to make the money happen. Otherwise, nobody gives a fuck about a Jew. Who cares about these people? But they're pulling the plug on the West, for sure. It's the end of the West. Well, listen carefully. The Jew obviously did a deal with the next power, which is, of course, China. It's not even the next power, it's the current power. But it's being dragged down by the militarism of the dying empire, the United States. It's dying. It's a dying empire. It's dying. It's in its death throes. It's desperate. And it's ready to do whatever a Jew boy tells them to do. So the Jews are going to try to get Trump. Well, not try. Again, Trump is a puppet of the Jew. Everybody's a puppet of the Jew. Look what they did to that Marine in the courthouse, in the Senate hearing. He broke his arm, and the senator proudly out there assaulting a Marine to show Jew boy, I'm on Team Jew. Keep the money flowing. Keep my career flowing. Because all their careers are based on the Jew money. Remember, Nobody even likes Jews. They just pretend they do to get the money, the power, the media coverage, positive media coverage. Do you think anybody likes Laura Loomer? Think anybody likes Mark Levin, Ben Shapiro? No. These trolls take the Jew money that they steal from Americans, because that's where they get their money. They steal it from the American taxpayers, the workers, the elderly, pension funds. They're just stealing our money. And you see Jews all over Asia, traveling, young Jews. Well, it's easy. They don't have to pay for health care. We pay for their health care. They don't have to pay for the military budget. We do. They don't have to pay for education. They get free education on the U.S. taxpayers' dime. So they have all this extra money to travel the world and, you know, live up, living life large. And you see these rats are everywhere. They're like termites, like parasites everywhere. But the Jew, who controls the United States, who's controlled it since 1913, they control it, complete control, total control. Pay no attention to those who say it's not total control. It's total control. Complete total control. Pay no attention to the Simon Dixons. Pay no attention to the Jonathan Greenblatts. Pay no attention to the Ben Shapiro's. Jews and Jew money and Jew violence controls, runs the table. So the Jew certainly controls the algorithm on YouTube. Can't even get footage of missiles slamming down into Tel Aviv. They certainly are, but I've seen footage that has, oh my God, hundreds of missiles getting through the Iron Dome and slamming supposedly into Tel Aviv. Actually, it didn't look like Tel Aviv to me, actually. It didn't have the high-rises that you see in Tel Aviv, so I don't know if that's even authentic footage. So I don't know how happy I should get yet. I've also seen footage of a lot of Iranian missiles getting intercepted. Almost all of them getting intercepted. So I've seen two types of footage. Very rare do you see footage of missiles slamming into Tel Aviv, because it's an offense in Israel. You will go to jail for a long time if you post any footage of damage. Free speech. Okay. The only democracy in the Middle East. They're probably going to start to use nuclear armaments, I think, soon. They don't care, because they're the Jew, and the Jew can do what the Jew wants. Now, you can get anybody who's watching TV to do and think and believe whatever the Jew tells them to believe. But who's watching TV? You know, Larry Ellison just bought CBS. Who's watching that? That's the Depends Undergarment Network. I don't know if the people that are watching CBS have enough time to pay attention, because they're changing their diapers. So that's the network that's, you know, that's the official CIA network. But I think the median age of CBS viewers is something like 72. Don't listen to what Google will say. Oh, yes, young people are watching CBS. No, they're not. It's a Jewish CIA network to brainwash elderly geriatrics in diapers. That's what CBS is. I got TikTok, though. That was the prize. And with TikTok, they're able to get the young generation to completely forget about the genocide in a few months. That's how powerful media is. Just a few months from now, all the anger about the genocide will be over, because they control their minds. Young people, they might be angry at Israel now, but it's mostly video game culture, you know, and now AI. And AI is, whew. Helen Beniski just did an article, Helen of Destroy. Just did an article that you should read. It's one of the best articles I've read in a long time. It's on her Substack, and I urge people to go to her Substack and read her article on AI. It's typical Helen of Destroy style. It's simply the best writing you can find. You can't find any better writing than her. No better writing exists. See for yourself. I urge people to go to her Substack now, Helen of Destroy, and check that article out. It's just breathtaking work, and I certainly can't write like that. So she's the best. She's one of the best there ever was, actually. Let's make that clear. That's not just because I love her. It's because it's true. So I got lucky. Meet such just incredible mind. But they might just do a nuclear attack. And then it's of course game over. Now what's the game plan? What's the underlying game plan here that you can only get from me? I said it, and I've been saying this a long time. Okay. The Jew knows the money is in China. The Jew always goes where the money is, right? That's the Jew. Follow the money. The money is in China. So the deal that the Jews are making with China is we're going to pull the plug on U.S. military capability, and we'll let you have Taiwan. Because the United States is not going to have any kind of interceptors or military capability to go and defend Taiwan against the Chinese takeover. Sorry. Trump, I think, implicitly knows this. The Jew doesn't give Trump the whole plan. A lot of people say, no, he's in on it. They don't tell him the plan. All the Jew told Trump, was, look, you go along or we'll kill you and your whole family, and we'll release the Epstein files on you with the 13-year-old girl. So you do exactly what you're told. And Trump is doing exactly what he's told. I don't think that Trump would have done all this. Oh, no, Harry, you're wrong. No, Trump doesn't have this in his background. He's not, usually, typically when the American politicians drag us into war, it's because they have pre-existing financial payouts from like the Raytheons, the Lockheed Martins, Boeing, Northrop Grumman. Trump never had that. Never. He had the money from the Jew Sheldon Adelson, Miriam Adelson. That's a lot different from the pressure that you get from the defense lobby. It's a different kind of pressure. It's of a similar nature. But it's a little bit different. And so Trump's going along because he's being blackmailed and he's being threatened. His life is being threatened and that of his family. Those crooks. the family of complete crooks. I've never seen such a criminal enterprise such as the Trump regime, but it's the worst president we've ever had. Congratulations, Trump. Who did I watch yesterday that I agreed with? And I said, oh my God, that we're going after Trump. And it was such a repulsive piece of shit. And I said, oh no, another person who I hate, but now that I like because he's going after Trump. Well, Trump doesn't care. He's in self-preservation mode. He'll drag us into World War III and Netanyahu. So it's two people whose reputations and whose legal status is in jeopardy. I hope Trump goes to jail for the rest of his life when this is over. He's going to have to seize a third term. Probably he's going to attempt that. We don't know if the CIA will make it happen. But the CIA is the Mossad, Jewish. Remember, the director of the CIA is a complete Zionist piece of shit. He works for Netanyahu. So they'll try everything they can to keep Trump in office after his term expires, but so he's only been there a year. And look at the damage. We have 3 more years. 3 more years of Trump. Possibly 7 more years of Trump. That's the only way he could stay out of jail. Because they'll try to get him in jail, and I think there's enough offenses where he would go to jail, actually. But make no mistake about it. Jews control the Western world. Jews control the levers of violence. Jews control the fake funny money. Not the real money. They might control a sizable amount of real money, gold, but I think China might have the edge now over the Jew. Because the real money is gold. It's not even land and real estate anymore. Gold. Silver. That's the real money. That's the real money. The reason why land and homes and real estate assets no longer constitute real money is because government could just seize it. Trump could make a law. Netanyahu can make a law saying, well, Israel's in trouble. We have to start seizing American property and selling it in order to pay for the war effort to save Mother Israel. They can do that. Senator Tom Cotton will vote for that. Senator Josh Hawley, a Jewish dick sucker, will vote for that one. To steal the land and the homes from Americans to give to the Jew. Josh Hawley could be counted on to suck that Jew dick, right, Josh? Tom Cotton. And of course, Lindsey Graham. If you could pull his mouth off his twink, his homosexual lover. Closet homosexual. That's why Lindsey Graham's doing what he's doing. Because the Jews have some footage of him maybe with an underage boy. Maybe it's young boys that Lindsey Graham is into. Probably, you know, because sucking the dick of an adult male is not an infraction. No one bats an eye at it. They have to get you with an underage. So I think that's probably what they got on Lindsey Graham. That's my guess. That's my opinion on it. But certainly they have the American ruling class, the entire infrastructure of power, this pedocentric infrastructure, you know. It's based on the sexual blackmail video, sexual blackmail. Our political class, our corporate class, our academia. You know, I saw some links on YouTube saying, you know, all the YouTube now has is, you know, videos of like Israel slamming Iran, right? But when you try to actually get images of Iran slamming Israel, this can't get it. And then everything is from India, Hindustan Times and India Times, all this Indian stuff. It's all fake. Most of that is fake, actually. Most of it is controlled by the West. Most of it is CIA Israeli. And there are a few videos that say, Iran slams Israel. And you're like, oh, I want to see that. You click on that. Just that video doesn't play. Doesn't play. Only the videos that are Israel slamming Iran play, but the other ones don't seem to play, at least not here where I am at the moment. Yeah. So I've never seen a blackout, a controlled blackout like this. This is absolutely astonishing. The coordinated mind control of mostly Western audiences, but also the world, because, you know, you ask people, as you travel around the world, you ask people, what do you think about the war? And they're like, what war? Most people aren't even aware that there is a war going on. And you say, well, be careful for the Jews. And they don't even know what a Jew is. Yeah. The best we could hope for is that the deal that you made with China, and here's how it goes. I should have covered this earlier. The deal is that Netanyahu is going to deplete the American military capability in the two quagmires. The one quagmire, Ukraine, is kind of over. Well, it was over 2.5 years ago. We lost that, but still we wasted armaments there. Of course, now the quagmire is Israel, so that Israel can gain as much of their greater Israel project, which, curiously, encompasses a major section of Saudi Arabia, including the two holiest sites. I think Mecca and Medina, I believe, are in greater Israel. So, but, you know, if you know about the history, and I know about the history, you know, in the post-World War I period, at the fall of the Ottoman Empire, the Ottoman Turks, who had control over the whole of the Middle East, British agents... And this is where we get the story of Lawrence of Arabia, T.E. Lawrence. He's a British agent. He hooked up with Faisal, the son of the Hashemite, descendant of Muhammad, supposedly, who would have been, if there could have been, a legitimate Arabian leader in that region. It would have been, I think his name was Sharif. I'll try to make it as simple as possible, but they were competing tribal struggles for the control of the Arabian Peninsula. And the British had agents implanted with each of the three competing families. And so you had this Hashim, right, descended from Muhammad, right, or at least claimed. So, and it was largely accepted that this would have been the only legitimate descendant of the Prophet Muhammad. But whether you believe it's apocryphal or not, whether you believe it's fictional or not, you know, it was in the 600s, the 7th century, and there is more evidence to suggest the authenticity of a person named Muhammad than there is even for the Christian the Christian stories, which there is quite a bit of dispute about the origins and validity of many of the originating stories. Right? I mean, we don't even have our first written accounts of the life of Jesus until supposedly 60 years after the death of Christ. But and this would have been in Josephus. But there's suggestions that even that is not real. Maybe it was 200 years, supposedly, after the supposed life of Jesus, and it's not likely in the days where there would have been no written accounts of Jesus of Nazareth that those stories, those oral stories, could have continued to the degree that they created this entire canon of work called the New Testament. It's very unlikely that these stories could have survived 200 years ago during that tumultuous time period around at year zero, I'm led to believe, 33. So, whatever it was, the British propped up Ibn Saud, the progenitor of the Saudi royal family, against the Hashim, who was the prophet, descendant of the Prophet Muhammad. So you had an interloper, you had a warring, kind of a thug, is what Ibn Saud was, and the British propped him up as somebody who would have destroyed the true Islamic entities of that region. And they did so also with all these other kingdoms. you know, the famous Sykes-Picot, establishing the modern-day partition, Syria, Jordan, Lebanon, Saudi Arabia, Israel. Well, Israel wasn't, it was Palestine back then. Israel came years later, 1947. But all these guarantees of U.S. protection of these, let's say, yacht owners, because that's what they are, yacht owners, child sex network running kingdoms, kings, that's all they do. Is they have 500-foot yachts and they have child sex slaves from America, too. They go right to the streets of America and just kidnap them and bring them on their diplomatic cover, on their private jets, and fly them over to the United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, Qatar. It's all child sex network. But we're not talking about the Epstein 17, 16, 14-year-old. We're talking about 8, 9, 10-year-old being flown and enslaved in Saudi Arabia and probably possibly killed. And then we see Epstein ordering 55-gallon drums of sulfuric acid in order to dispose of the body of children that were killed on his island. So this thing is deeper than anybody could even imagine. You know? I mean, I even didn't imagine the depth, the depravity of this. I mean, it was depraved enough, the stories that we got out of the Epstein case. But 55-gallon drums full of sulfuric acid, that brings things to a whole another level. Now you're talking about disposing of the bodies of children that were kidnapped by this network. Children that were brought in from Siberia, Russia, through the Luc Brunel network, and children that are just snatched off the street in the United States. You have the case of the Clinton scandal with the John emails, where they're doing I can't remember the names of these. You know what it is? I've forgotten so much more than most people will ever learn, you know, and a lot of it, I guess it's in my mind is trying to flush out. Who was the fucking Hillary Clinton assistant there? Whatever, everybody knows him, but he was had the famous emails, and they kidnapped the kids, the girl, over in, oh my god, in the Spanish resort. I don't have to get it. I'm not even going to talk about it because I can't remember this, John. Podesta, and the Podesta, famous Podesta emails, and the Podesta and his brother kidnapped a young girl on the island. I forgot the name of the island, and the police sketches of the two that were the suspects, Podesta and his brother, and they raped and killed her. Of course, these people are not just child molesters, they're murdering children too. And I never realized the extent of this. I usually never get these things wrong. But boy, did I get that one wrong. And 55-gallon drums of sulfuric acid. Prove it. That proves it. That's proof. Oh, it's to get rid of some evidence, like what? Documentary evidence? You just burn that. But you can't burn a body. When it's a body, you gotta dispose of it in a vat of acid. Here comes a helicopter, and I hope he's not here to fuck with me. Oh. I usually duck when something like that happens, because I don't know, an Israelis with a gun take a shot at me. The deal Netanyahu made with China is, we're going to sabotage the West, and you just let us be the new Belt and Road fee taker, broker. This is it. They don't make anything. They just extract fees. So if you want to buy something from China, well, it's got to go through the Jew. So say you want to buy a TV set. And that TV set from China used to cost maybe, really, literally, maybe, that's so cheap now, yeah, $130, right? Now the Jew's going to put a $30 or $40 or $50 fee. Imagine all the TVs that the Americans will be buying to play their video game, to descend into the simulation. Welcome to the simulation. Welcome to the simulation. That's where we're heading. The liulation. And so everything you buy from China is going to go through the Jewish fee-taking machine. Isn't that nice? That's the world. That's the world we're heading to. The United States is going to be a vassal state. Israel's going to control the former West. They've sabotaged. They've got, but they didn't even have to sabotage it. They got it, the respective leaders of each state, of each country, to sabotage their own people in the name of the Jew. Now, Germany sabotaged its energy resources because the Jew told them to. And that climate change narrative is just placing a for rent sign on the trees and oceans and rivers and lakes and streams and resources. That's not this. Climate always changes. The climate change, climate tax is just a rental fee placed on rivers and oceans. Oh, wait a second, Jew. Who died and left you Jews to be the owners of the oceans and the rivers and the lakes and the streams and the trees, to be charging us rental fees for them? Like, since when do you own them? Yeah, the Jew doesn't have to explain that. They just get your leader on video having sex with a 12-year-old girl. And then they got you. That's how they did it. It was so easy. So easy. Just get them through their dicks. Just get them through their pedophilic instincts. And they got Trump, obviously. We see that there was a 13-year-old girl who's making accusations against Trump. And it was redacted from the Epstein files. And now word got out about it. We're never going to see it. I'm sure Bam Pam Bondi will try to delete it. And yes, they can delete stuff, not just redact. They can delete entirely. And what of the thousands? We're told that there are thousands of FBI agents that did the redacting of those Epstein files. Thousands of them worked around the clock to redact them. Then where are the whistleblowers? Like, where are the people who are standing up for our country? Are we to believe that every single person in the FBI is a complete piece of shit, willing to cover up for the biggest crime? Don't they have children? What are they hiring, just pedophiles at the FBI that don't have kids? If you have a child, my God, why aren't you leaking everything you know? So I guess that one of the main hiring criteria for the FBI is that you have to maybe have some kind of something in your past where you got caught with an improper sexual conduct with a child. So this is the only thing I can imagine why there aren't thousands of whistleblowers from the FBI. Okay, then you're all a piece of shit then, man. We need a march on Washington is what we need. God bless. Good luck, people.